Hi, my name is Donna Broderick, and I'm a citizen of Belfast. I'm also a homeowner in Residential 2 District. I'm here today to share my experiences of the past couple weeks. I've been going door-to-door in our city's neighborhoods, talking with Belfast residents about the zoning changes that are being proposed tonight. I've had the pleasure of talking with a lot of individuals I'd never met before. Most were actually opposed to the zoning change and to the salmon farm in general. Many thought it was a done deal and bemoaned city government. Some had heard promises of their taxes being cut in half. Many others mourned the potential loss of the Little River Trail. Why there? Why here? I enjoyed being out canvassing. I particularly listened and learned from those that had grown up in Belfast. I heard about the bay being filled with chicken blood and parts, and how you couldn't even climb on the rocks at low tide because of all the congealed chicken feathers, guts, and oil. I heard about the stench, about how you couldn't give a house away that was down by the water. I also heard about how when the chicken processing plant closed, the owners and the money left the city with only asbestos-filled buildings left behind. If not for the arrival of MBNA, we might still be trying to find the capital to clean up Penobscot Poultry Processing Plant.
Could you speak up, please?
I heard, too, about the changes Belfast has seen since the chicken processing plant has closed. The marvel and miracle to see the harbor filled with boats. I never could have imagined when I was a boy that you would see boats, yachts, even a windjammer in Belfast Harbor. Unbelievable. The nearly abandoned downtown of yesteryear that citizens talked of is now filled with businesses, established, successful, and mostly locally owned. The real estate market is up with lots of new residential development, as well as refurbishing of Belfast's historic homes, providing employment to scores of Belfast builders and tradespeople. We boast two thriving farmers markets, countless music and arts festivals, and a booming tourist economy. These are some of the reasons that Belfast is desirable to new businesses, like Front Street Shipyard, which brings customers who support many other businesses in the downtown, and Athena Health and Bank of America. They are here because of the city Belfast has become. The reason that Nordic Aqua Farms is here is not because of Belfast culture, but rather, as one citizen said, they are a predatory industry. They are looking for natural resources, lenient laws surrounding water use, and struggling economies that see them as a savior. One of Belfast seniors couldn't stop shaking his head. Why would we go back? Have people forgotten in such a short time? To welcome a concentrated animal feeding operation into our city limits, replacing a pristine natural environment, it will take us back 40 years. I urge the council to postpone voting on the proposed zoning change until more information can be obtained from Nordic Aqua Farms about their project, its use of natural resources, its waste, and other environmental factors.
Thank you for your comment.
City councilors, you deserve more information so that you will cast a vote you can confidently stand behind for years to come.
Thank you. Thank you.